Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, March 24th, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open with S&P futures up around 0.5% just before 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight bonds are mixed with the U.S. 10-year yield up around 2 basis points at 2.35%. The dollar is stronger, oil is down, gold is up, industrial metals mixed, cryptocurrencies higher. Recent turbulence in bond markets and flattening yield curves have gotten a fair bit of attention, with market participants split on whether it is signaling a recession. A lot of focus remains on central bank policy tightening as markets price in multiple Fed rate hikes. On that note, early attention in Europe today is on policy updates from the Norges Bank and the Swiss National Bank. In regards to Ukraine, the focus shifts to Biden's meeting with EU leaders later today, with it widely reported that the meeting will result in more sanctions. On the data front, Japan flash PMIs show Omicron effects are easing, but the Russia-Ukraine conflict weighs on outlook. Output swung to expansion, while new orders showed weaker growth as exports turned negative. In Europe, German and French PMIs were above consensus, but momentum is weakening. Eurozone and UK PMIs also due this morning, but post this recording. On today's US macro calendar, weekly initial jobless claims, February core durable orders, Q4 current account balance, March flash manufacturing PMI, and March flash services PMI. In corporate news overnight, Bloomberg reports KKR remains interested in Telecom Italia. In Japan, Toshiba confirmed that shareholders voted to reject the proposal to split into two companies. Also in Japan, Toyota Motor traded higher after announcing a buyback. And in Hong Kong, Tencent traded lower following Q4 earnings. On the earnings front today, notable reporters include Darden Restaurants, posting their results before the open. Asian equities were weaker on Thursday. Japan recovered slowly from a weak open. Mainland China and Hong Kong markets were weaker amid tech and IT weakness. Australia advanced on the back of resources. In regional news, minutes of the January Bank of Japan meeting reflected a period when board members were seeing economic growth momentum starting to pick up as pandemic effects waned. Reuters cited White House National Security Advisor Sullivan's comments that the G7 would soon announce a unified response to make sure Russia cannot evade Western sanctions imposed over its invasion of Ukraine with the help of China or any other country. Commerce Secretary Raimondo told Reuters the U.S. will absolutely enforce export controls if Chinese companies send semiconductors to Russia that were made with U.S. technology, a move that could, quote, essentially shut them down, end quote. The article noted that all Chinese semiconductor companies relied on U.S. software to make their chips, which made them subject to controls. European equity markets steadied a firmer early in their session. The Swiss National Bank did in fact maintain its policy interest rate at -0.75%, the lowest in the world. Ahead of the meeting, the focus had been on the rise of the Swiss franc, which recently rose above parity against the euro, albeit briefly. Meanwhile, despite Norway not facing the same degree of imported price pressures as Europe, a 25 basis point hike is almost a foregone conclusion for Norges Bank, and is adequately reflected in the currency already. Policymakers are also due to signal rate hikes in each of the remaining quarters this year. With the entire market looking for stagflation hedges, Norway's status as an energy and food exporter made it an obvious destination. Analysts suggest the main question for the upcoming meeting is whether there is scope for a material upward revision in terminal rates. Also today in Europe, on the central bank front, the Riksbank publishes its account of monetary policy, and the ECB is set to release its latest economic bulletin. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Thursday, March 24th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.